Everybody, it's me, Pogo Man from the Virtue Server. Thank you all for tuning in for a special Thursday night, I guess shortened edition of Save CUH Radio. My voice sounds lousy, but it's okay. I'm here now. We had some major technical difficulties. And let me bring on my sidekick tonight, ladies and gentlemen, co-leader of Paragon Dawn. He is Mad Viking.
Hello, everyone. And hope everyone had a good time during the CUH reunion last night.
Yes, I hope so too. I was only there for a few minutes. I have been under the weather all week. I'm glad everybody had a good time. A lot of people were there, so that's good.
From what I saw, there was like 51 players at one point. Mind you, there was a few alts in the area. And you had problems getting on it.
Yeah, it took me a while. And then they said a lot of people were happy to be there, but a lot of people had their alts. And they said, well, let's get some actual players in. I mean, it's nice you want to bring your alt in for this one day of the year, but let's get some actual people in so they could come back in.
So, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That was nice working with Herc, with Nightshade, that was a pleasure. I mean, everyone with Herc was kind, helpful, and they were appreciative that when they made an announcement, I was right there giving the announcement. And I had a few new people. You know, I thought we have a 50 listener cap on Dawn Radio, and I thought it was going to get smashed, but it is the rule. You know, we are the new kids on Paragon Chat, so, you know, it didn't get smashed, but we did get some new listeners.
Right, right. Well, that's always a good thing to get new people in. That's always a bonus. What was that? Al Code Warrior says, Dawn Radio did not high-five the 50 cap. Probably because we had someone kill-stealing our listeners.
Oh.
Wow. Shall
we go? Sounds like right there's the setup for the...
And I believe there's some more... there's some more to it, Mad Viking. I'm going to let you do most of the talking tonight because you can tell from my voice is lousy. I mean, I've been doing, this is the best my voice has sounded all day. And before I let
you
take over, I just want to
say, news music.
Well, I will do that in a second. I just want to say one thing. I'm supposed to go to a comic convention for Saturday and Sunday. I'm serious. I'm on the verge of bailing. I'm feeling lousy. I've had a bad headache all day today. Right now, I swear, if Code Warrior hadn't come in and helped us get on, I was getting ready to just crawl into bed and call the night. I mean, that's no way for to go to a convention for the weekend. I mean, the hotel I'm staying at, they said I had till 6 p.m. You know, I got the room early because of my back. I mean, the place is only like an hour and a half away from here, the hotel. But I said because of my back, I need to go in the night before because I can't do a 90-minute drive and then walk around all day. You know, I need to go there, rest up. You know, I want to get my homework done for that intro to comic book writing class. I want to get that done. You know, just take it easy for the day, rest up, and then just, you know, Either they're going to have a shuttle, because that's the official hotel. I'm thinking they got to have a shuttle going to the place, you know, and then have a great time on Saturday and then Sunday and then come home, you know, sometime Sunday afternoon. But the way I'm feeling right now, you know, like I said I was going to be for a 3 o'clock sign in tomorrow, but they said you have to 6 o'clock, 6 p.m. of the day you're going to sign in to call and cancel. So I don't know. I dropped in today, like, I'm feeling so lousy, I just might do that. So, you know, discretion is the better part of valor. I don't want to be the one to cause the con crud this time. So, you guys can interject. You guys, you know, if you guys have opinions on that, you can go to Facebook and the Safe CUH radio page. You can post your feelings on that. Yeah, Cold War, I did sound like that last night, right? Yes. I almost put my bathrobe on. I almost had my blue terry cloth bathrobe on. I was on the verge of putting that on last night. I was just – do I sound worse today or do I sound – I might sound better today because I'm drinking like this orange drink and I had some hot apple cider before the show started. Yesterday I just had water, so. Do I sound better today or worse to you guys? Because I think last night it started up, but then this morning I woke up and it was just horrible.
Well, there's a different sound when I'm on the Safe CUH conference than regular Skype.
Oh, okay. Oh, he said I sound better today? All right, we'll see what happens tomorrow. All right, we'll see what happens. Oh, thumbs up. Okay. All right, so with that, I'm going to let Mad Viking take over the airwaves for a bit, most of the show. And, sir, you – oh, wait. Do you want the breaking news?
All right. So, I mean, it was. We had the setup. We have to talk about it.
Yes. Now hold on.
Mad Mike from the Safe Sewage Radio Action News Desk.
Okay. Last week.
Hey,
we
hold
talked
on.
About...
Wait. With Cape Ace 2016, Part 2. Go ahead.
Yeah, Cape Gate, huh? Okay, well, last week, Code had found the forum thread to the situation with the COH closing, with the Cape Radio saying no to Herc to do any performing at the COH closing vigil. Am I correct in saying that?
You are correct, sir.
Okay. Well, Dawn Radio was there. I started at 8 p.m. and planned to go all the way to 11. And now, at first, I saw DJ Judge of Cape, and he's standing amongst the people, you know, holding torches. I'm like, okay, you know, could be just a case of that's the situation. He's just there. I continued on, you know, I'm having all fun, you know, doing my doing the show here, and we had I want to thank Gridstream, which is Code, Thunderstruck, Ghost Captain, Black Magic, Chaos Dragon for all their help with the Dawn Radio COH reunion show. But I was the only one on Paragon chat. I said if I saw something was going to happen, I'm going to see it. There's not going to be no denying. Well, 10:45 p.m. Eastern, DJ Judge, I'll be going live in 15 minutes.
Uh-oh.
Now, I'm going like, all right, this could be a case of he's just covering for Siren, because Wednesday night, 10 p.m., that's normally Sultry Siren show. But then I started hearing, thanks for the shout-outs, the roll calls, and I heard it. He was doing a COH closing show. In fact, proof, both me and Pogo found it on the COH Survivors Virtue Server Facebook group page, where he had posted that he will be doing a COH closing vigil show. Now, Pogo, you remember, I was giving him the benefit of the doubt at first, right?
Yes, correct, yes.
All right, now, one of those doubts is now gone. So I'm down to three things. One, he had no clue what was going on with Angel's post in the forums. Two, he went rogue. Or three, he was instructed. Whether it's one, two, or three, the fact is now this has happened 2 years in a row to mm-hmm. two different groups, both saying the first one was we must move on. The second one, we don't want to go to funerals and remember all of our friends dying, in which a couple of people said, boy, that was a little overdramatic. And therefore, then all of a sudden, here they come doing a COH closing vigil show. Your comments, Pogo?
Guilty. Rubbish. Rubbish, I say. Guilty as charged. Once, what does it say? Once, shame on you. Twice, was one shame on me, twice shame on you? Or something
well,
like that?
First time shame on me, the second time shame on you, yes.
That's right. Shame, shame,
now,
shame.
I'm sure, you know, Nightshade and Herc were appreciative that he did do something.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if it was a case of he went rogue,
right,
then I will give credit to Judge because, in a way, that would have been the right thing to do, you know, to have something for the people who came in to do the vigil.
Right.
So I'm not blaming Judge. I want that noted. I don't blame Judge.
Okay.
I'm just questioning why the upper management of Cape twice now said no, then all of a sudden, there it is. Because he did go rogue, then that's mismanagement. If it's because of instructions, then that's shenanigans. And as a person who does advertise on Cape Radio, and I'm coming up to DawnCon 3 planning in January, I really got to do some hard thinking on this one now.
Yeah. Shenanigans, I say.
All right, Code has says the fact that he posted that he was doing the vigil on Cape's Facebook and the Cape's forums, the Cape was there.
Yeah. Well, because nobody reprimanded him for it.
I don't know if it did happen, as in if he posted on. Hold on, I'm taking a look. I could be wrong.
Okay. Okay.
Nope, it was there.
All right.
There it is.
Oh. Oh dear.
Oh wait a minute, hold on.
Okay.
That was just saying NC Soft to have failed the city, a green hour picture. So he did not post on the forums, but he did post on the Facebook page, not Cape's Facebook page, but his own personal Facebook, and put it on the COH Survivor's Virtue.
The fans are speaking. The fans want to say something.
All right. Now, was that boo for who?
No, not boo for us. That was boo for, you know.
Yeah.
What happened for, you know.
And it was like, and the one thing that gets me, they say they're there for the players. Well, the players wanted the vigil. You came
right.
in, you had a hard time coming in, but when you did come in, it was rather populated, wasn't it?
Yes. But I don't understand why they just can't come out and say, we're doing a vigil. Just come out and say you're doing it to begin with.
You know, if you're saying you had something already planned, okay.
Right.
You know what? That would work. We wouldn't be complaining.
Right. But it's a fact that hurt. You could have worked in conjunction with other people, though.
You know, I came to them on that first post in August. And they did the thing on November. And
right.
Herc, you know, They did. He did it. What we found it on Halloween.
Right. It was just a few days after he asked.
And took two weeks later.
Time. Right.
So, like I said, I'm just going to leave it as if Judge went rogue, he did the right thing. If he had no clue, okay. But if it was instructed, then I'm calling out something. You know, that's twice on the same situation, same excuse, and same result.
That's right.
And like I said before, Pogo, you've been the standard bearer with, you know, anything to do with the Save COH movement.
Wow.
And so I know this is more of a slap in the face in the eyes of you and the people like you that go on to Paragon Chat a lot.
Right. Well, you know what? The way I see it, I just let people plan out. Like I said, whatever they have planned out, let them do their thing on that day. Because I'm on pretty much almost every week, you know, doing a thing. And, you know, like I said, so now, you know, so now next year it looks like we might be on that day. See, the 30th is hard for me because that's my sister's birthday, too.
Mm-hmm.
So I stop in late at night. Like, all right, whatever's planned, I'll stop in. Because, you know, that week, later in that week, I'll be doing a show.
Oh, yeah.
You know, or like we did last time, we did something late at night. And I don't think we're going to do that again just because it just, you know, I don't know why. It was a nice thing. I think we could have done it this year. But actually, the way I felt this year, no, I wouldn't have made it to the late night like we did the last time.
Yeah, well, I mean, that one was a unique situation. The fact that it was the first year of Paragon Chat. So to do it right then last year was perfect. It was the proverbial finger. You know, like, we're back in Atlas. But, you know, like I said, you know, in January when I start planning for DawnCon 3, I'm going to go to my officers. And they all know the situation. And, you got to take a look at the YouTube post.
All right. Let me see this YouTube. Oh.
But anyway.
Yes, I say fuck. Yes, I say fuck you and fuck you. And I say fuck you, good sir. And I say fuck you. And I say fuck you and fuck you.
But like I said, I'm going to go to my officers. For DawnCon 3 in January, and I will say, what do you feel about Cape? I think I already know their answers.
Yeah.
And you know, it's nothing against the DJs. I want to point that out.
Right.
It's how the management dealt, not just now with me and Paragon Dawn, but now to Keats, Nightshade, and Herc, because now they're up. They that group has grown a bit, and it just they got to get the idea. Do this.
That's right.
All right.
Certain things you can't do, man. You just can't go. And 2 years in a row, like 1 year, okay. But 2 years in a row now, come on.
Well, like I said, if it was just us, you know, news about Dawn Radio was getting out then, they heard, they weren't happy. Okay.
Right.
That's an understandable one. But Herc, no. No,
that's the players group. That's the players event group. That's the one that's supposed to tie everything together.
Mm-hmm.
So come on now.
All right. I took up a good chunk of time here.
No, it's all right. It's all right. Say what you got to say.
No. Like I said, and I go any farther, as one person says, I'm going to start getting salty.
I got it. Well, you know what? The situation happened.
I just wanted
we
to
weren't.
present the facts for what they are.
Right.
And hopefully I kept it as subjective as possible.
Right, right.
And yes, I did start going objective when I start talking about Don Con 3. You know, that's that's our baby.
Hell yeah. Yes, it is.
So let's go move on to different subjects. The big crossover event of DCW was kicked in last week. Last night.
No. Monday night.
Okay.
Monday night with Supergirl. Tuesday night with The Flash, Arrow. Last night and now. I didn't get to watch it tonight because we were trying to set everything up for the show, and then all the problems have. So I didn't. I just watched like the first 5-10 minutes. But I was like, I'm not gonna be able to watch the end of it. I'll just watch it after the show is over tonight.
Oh, read the chat. Read the chat.
Oh my. Well, that would suck for them.
That is true.
That is. I'm just going to say they did a good job with the crossover from what I've seen so far, the first three episodes. I did hear something that Arrow had amazing. Where I had it before. Where was it? About the ratings last night, because it was the 100th episode last night, and it just so happened to fall into the crossover night with them.
Aha.
So, yeah. Arrow hit season high ratings with crossover in the 100th episode. That's what the thing said. I don't want to read these yet because they might be talking. And
there
then it says
spoilers.
Here, right, tonight's episode, which I don't want to. No. And then it says here 15 reasons to start watching DC's Legends of Tomorrow again. I didn't stop watching it. Ooh. Now next week is Flash's the mid-season finale. Says Flash will face a threat bigger than Flashpoint in mid-season finale. So, they're dropping hints. I think he's going to go back and change the past once again. So
we're going to. It's a reboot.
Well, that's what happened, and they changed some things, and they found out what some of the changes are. So everybody's just during the crossover, everybody's finding out the Flash. They had a reboot, and they're not happy with them. So
it's going to be a reboot of a reboot.
Yes.
I'm going like, okay, we got sick of the reboots in movies and comics, and now you're doing it with the TV show within the TV show.
Well, the reboot affects all the TV shows, so I think it's just going to come down to it that they're going to do something. I think something's going to have to happen with the season finale. He's going to have to. Against better judgment. So I think it's going to have to happen. So
all right, well, as you note, I am also on Paragon chat tonight.
Yes. Oh, I forgot.
I did post, you know, that I did some posting, as you can see, but
okay.
We missed
yes,
the
thank you.
Contest.
Snow Angel. I did catch the winner. That Snow Angel won that one.
Mm-hmm.
Snow Angel did win. And I think that was posted after the show would have gone on air. So, trying to see. Yeah, somewhere in there. So there you go. Congratulations, Snow Angel, winner of the this week's costume, not dance, costume contest. Because last night I was glad if I think I referred to it as a dance contest. Well, you know what it was? I think you were in they were making reference to you dancing in Paragon chat. So,
yeah.
So well, I've got to tell you this. I went to the movies this week. Earlier in the week, I went.
And
I wanted to
movie?
See Doctor Strange. I saw Doctor Strange. I got to see it in 3D, and I found this movie theater. And they had this thing on their out front, their marquee. It says lights, camera, recline. I'm like, what? And you go in there, all their seats are reclining leather seats. stadium seating. I was like, and not just reclining, like you have the buttons on both sides, electronic reclining. So you can adjust them.
Uh-huh.
And then in front of you, you have a swivel tray for your snacks.
Oh.
I'm like, oh my God, this is awesome. But it was warm there, and it was a rainy day. So I had to sit up because I know I was starting to nod off a little bit. Not from the movie, just from the weather situation. I was just like, oh, no, I got to sit up.
I was just having an image. It's like coming to the exciting part of the movie, and all of a sudden so you hear someone snoring.
That's what happened. Some woman brought her mom because it turns out she has a card for there. And on Tuesdays,
right,
you can bring anybody you want if you have enough points. So she brought her mom. And all throughout the movie here, mom. Yeah, mom, wake up.
I was just resting my eyes.
And the mom was laying all the way back there. I'm like, oh, how the hell can you sit there and watch a movie when you're laying all the way back like that? I mean, good Lord. And it was in 3D, and it was just like, oh my God. But had humor. It was very cool, you know. Tilda Swinton played the—is that her name? Yeah, she played the Ancient One.
Yeah. All right.
And, yeah.
What was your opinion?
I liked it. I liked it. It was okay. I'm not that familiar with Doctor Strange and the Doctor Strange comic books. What was I say? They definitely it sets up a second movie. With the
mm-hmm.
Easter eggs at the end. It definitely explains. I think Doctor Strange is going to be involved with the Thor movie. Thor makes a cameo at the very
right.
end of the second Easter egg. He's in that one. So, and I don't want to say more, but he's definitely says he, you know, he's in. I just can't say what happened, but he's in. You know, explains how magic works and all that stuff. So. Yeah, I think for the most part. Well, I didn't hear anything. What were they saying about the movie?
My biggest thing was the fact that this is the third time they could have had an Asian American play a major part in a Marvel movie, and due to diversity, made it a middle-aged woman.
Ah, okay. What were the first two parts?
The first one was the Mandarin in Iron
yeah.
Man.
Oh, yeah, that was a big letdown. Yes, you're right. That was a big, big letdown. Oh, my God. Go ahead, next one.
The next one, when they were building the Avengers to bring in, as well as an Ant-Man, for that matter, to bring in the Wasp. If they're doing the Ultimate storyline, I mentioned the Ultimate storyline because it's the Samuel L. Jackson, Nick Fury.
Right.
The Wasp is Asian in the Ultimate timeline.
Right. Well, I don't think they're doing that because Scott Lang is a second Ant-Man to Henry Pym. So it looks like they're following the Marvel, the main,
right,
the non-ultimate
storyline.
Right, but
Hank Pym was in there, and they did mention Janet.
Oh, okay. I don't know.
But, you know, like I said, you know, missed chances, and especially, I mean, the Mandarin was the big one. I mean,
that
yeah.
was, well, yeah. Unless I was hoping that they were going to pull something at the end of that, like a deleted scene or something where you find that that's not really the Mandarin. You know what I mean? Like you find out,
right.
oh,
well,
they
well,
think
that
that's
was
the Mandarin.
The situation, but the Mandarin then turned into a businessman. I'm going like, no, no, no.
And where was this?
Remember, the
this
Mandarin
was
the front. Remember the guy that gave himself powers that can blast stuff out of his hands? And
yeah,
all of a sudden,
yeah, the guy he fights at the guy that he rejected at the beginning of the movie.
Yeah,
okay,
he
right.
was the brains behind the Mandarin.
Right, I remember that, but I thought there was like a deleted scene somewhere where you actually find out the Mandarin was actually the guy we were hoping it would be.
No, no, that wasn't the case, no.
Boo, boo, I say.
You know, I still say if he was still alive, if they were going to do old Mandarin, Mako.
Yeah, that would have been awesome. Yes, you're right.
And young Mandarin, I mean, take your pick. You can have the guy who plays Shang Tsung. You could have the guy who played Liu Kang. Because once he gets all 10 rings on him, then he goes young.
Right.
But you know, now it's the ancient one, supposed to be, you know, Tibetan, Asian, nope, middle-aged Scottish.
Yeah, that's the one thing I hated that they did. That's the one thing I wish they had.
You know, they're going like, it'll be stereotypical. We haven't brought in an Asian yet. It would be nice.
Well, I avoid most theaters. Yeah, we. Code War says he avoids most theaters in his area. They remind him of sitting on a Greyhound bus. Yeah, we have one theater. We have one movie theater in our area that used to be like an odd lots. And when they first opened, we joked around that some of the movie theaters, the theater, you know, when you walk into and you sit down, they used to be the truck bays when the truck's backed in. So we'd sit there and every once in a while we'd go, beep, beep. Oh, shit, that truck didn't get the message. But it's all right. I mean, it's cheap enough. You know, it's like $5, $6.
Okay.
Actually, it's funny is I saw Star Wars there, The Force Awakens. And then the next week, I took my last year at this time, well, in December, yeah, next year, in a couple weeks, a year ago, I took my nephews to go see The Force Awakens in IMAX 3D. And ever since then, all the big movies, like, no, we must see them in IMAX 3D. Like I said, my hiatal hernia flared up, and I was like, there's no way I'm missing it because of this. I missed Suicide Squad in IMAX 3D because of this, so. I said, I'm not missing Doctor Strange. I want to see the Inception scenes in 3D.
All right. Considering that we got less than a half hour left, is there any updates?
Yes. Looking now, it seems like there's a few from Heroes and Villains. Date is today. 26. Okay, I think we did. I don't remember if we did update 207 the last time I was here. The last time we were here. I'm trying to go through my notes. I'm trying to see what we did here the last time. I'm trying to find where we were. If you just give me a moment here, I could find out.
All right.
Huh, maybe we didn't. Oh, here we go, 204. You know what? I don't think we did 207, but you know what? I don't think I posted the last one. So, all right. So I will read the – and then there's a couple of other ones they posted. So I'm going to have to share all these on the Facebook page. And they posted a couple links that are concept art I see. I didn't get to go through them. There's actually three more they posted here. So I'm going to post. So two I'll read, and the other three I'm just going to give links. So I'll read about them. But, yeah, we actually have five updates from Heroes and Villains today.
Okay.
So let me get – So this one's number 207. Let me just make sure. Yeah, this one's number 207. All right, this week we've been doing some more design work on our power system with a focus on very important mechanic in regards to the City of Heroes power system, which is rooting, where the game will hold a player character NPC in place on one spot while they are using some types of powers or being affected by some types of power. The way that COH generally used rooting was as a kind of penalty to balance out some of the powers by reducing their effectiveness in a fast-moving fight, which was somewhat controversial from an artistic point of view, as comic book fights are known for their dynamic movement, even though the math behind the concept of rooting was a part of the developers' attempts to help balance out the various power sets. But because the power system in Heroes and Villains isn't identical to the one in COH, we are able to reevaluate the use of rooting on a power-by-power basis and make adjustments to how it's used, which lets us keep the heavy impact feel of COH's combat, while at the same time opening up a few more tactical movement options during a battle. Okay, just give me a minute here. Let me just post these here. And over here. All right, let me just get right into these now. Let me just get to the next one, which would be 208. And this one was posted this past Saturday night. Okay, this week we've been continuing with the design work on our power system with a focus this time on the basic stats behind each power. Anyone who's taken even a quick look at the individual power stats in City of Heroes will know just how precise the numbers that the developers used were. Things like recharge speeds and casting times didn't just use basic fractions of a second for the timing. They had things locked down to the exact hundredth of a second. And the multipliers and percentages for things like damage and accuracy were just as precise. While the power system in Heroes and Villains isn't an exact copy of the one in COH, it still needs to be designed along the same basic idea of allowing us to be able to fine-tune each power to get a general feeling of balance across the whole system. And the first major decision to be made is working out what exactly is the single defining unenhanced lowest base value for each power stat, such as damage, accuracy, and so on, and what is the single defining maximum enhanced value for each power stat. For example, if 8 points of unenhanced damage is the lowest base value for a power, and 502 points of enhanced damage was the maximum value for power, then the value of every power would be based on where they fell between those two extremes, with no powers going below the lowest value or beyond the highest value. Otherwise, they would lead to too much imbalance in the power system and lead to some sets being way more effective and popular than others. And as always, have a heroic villain this weekend, the Heroes and Villains team. Okay, so those are two updates from them, but hold on. Got some interesting things here. Okay, before I get into this one, I'm going to post this in the chat. Hold on a minute. Where is it? Oh, there we go. You guys can check that out for those in the chat room. And here I'm posting this also on the Facebook page under this week's header. All right. So this one here, this is just titled Concept Art. And it was posted. It looks like they just posted this earlier this afternoon. Actually, earlier this morning she posted it. All right, to mark the anniversary of the premature end of City of Heroes, we'll be releasing another art update, starting with some more concept art by Shadow. Okay, so this is a variety of sword designs. I'm just looking here. Very nice. Hold on a minute. Wait. Okay, here. And a selection of elemental-style cape designs. Okay, so you got some different swords and some different cape designs there. Elemental cape designs. Okay, very nice. Okay. Sorry about that, guy. Like I said, technical issues before. I didn't have time. I was going to look at the stuff before the show, but I had so many problems with the internet here. I didn't. Okay, now the next one is called Animation Cycles. This is going to be a selection of some of the basic animation cycles that they've been working on. This is going to feature the character Blue Phoenix. Okay, very nice.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you can check those out. It's going to be one of her idle. There's one jogging, jumping, sprinting, and sitting. You can check those out at your leisure. And the last one I have here for Heroes and Villains tonight is, let's see. Sorry about that. I'm just making sure I get it to you guys. In-game character models, part 5. A few more of the in-game models of some of our NPCs, the villainous scientist Edward Kane, permanently transformed by his own reckless experiments into the half-man, half-monster known as Beastor. Oh my. The massively powerful evil mutant psychic Dr. Dominator, a man with almost unrivaled mind control abilities. My God, the only thing worse could be Red Skull with Charles Xavier's brain. The small but ferocious what? Marvel did it. No, the small but ferocious human feline hybrid called Kitty Cat, a member of the heroic street patrol.
Oh, please tell me that was started with a K.
Yes. Why? Oh, yes, yes, yes. They both start with a K. Yes.
Okay.
A former exotic dancer turned high tech criminal mastermind, Melissa Honey Combs, now known as Hive Queen. The veteran vigilante, the veteran vigilante Midnight Owl, one of the leading members of the Night Watch, and the brutal mercenary Ram, powered by a combination of the dangerous combat drug known as Cintharium, and a battlesuit made from the rare Atlantean anti-magic metal Auricalcum? Wow, that's, you know, God. Yeah, I'm just going to leave it like that tonight. You can read it yourselves. Good Lord. No, I refuse to. Oh, no. Mm-mm. Okay, so there you go, guys. There is the updates from Heroes and Villains. Let me see if City of Titans has any. Actually, they have
a
few here.
Well, there was one that I mentioned on the makeshift one that I did, and that is they put another date on.
Oh, another date, you say?
Yes, fall 2018.
Where? Okay, and where was that? Because I just look under announcement.
It was their banner.
Really? From yesterday? Huh.
Well, not yesterday, but last week. Almost last week.
Okay, because I'm looking here. Their banner now just says City of Titans.
Well, their banner for a while said City of Titans, fall 2018.
Well, there you go. It's fall 2018, so what, year and a half away?
Mm-hmm.
Well, just about, just under 2 years away?
You know, people were wondering, was this a hard date or another soft date? As in, is this confirmed or are we just guessing again?
I don't know.
Yeah, that's the catch.
Right. Okay, so it looks like what they did here is they did more of their world-building stuff. I will post the links for everybody to read. I'm sorry, guys. I can't do it tonight. So I am just going to post these links. I'm so sorry. If you want to check them out, if you want to read them out loud, it looks like they're talking about we'll be building Stage 1 North and South. And some of the areas they're working on, it looks pretty cool. The Bayview, Stoneham, Goodman's Wood, Jennington, Horizon City, Coventry. Let's see, over here in the north, you have Northern Peninsula of Alexandria, Aurora, Downtown, Old Bradford, Northeastern Research District, Reinhardt Park, Victory Beach. I think they look pretty good. And there's a whole bunch you can read on each one of them.
Okay, like I said, and the only other thing I can say, since neither one is here, I'll read it for them. The only thing I see left in Herc's schedule is January the 21st, 2017, the winter formal snow falling on Pocket D.
Oh, okay. Very nice. Oh, we didn't mention this last night. During the towards the end of the reunion, we had snowfall.
I do remember hearing that, yes.
Yes, I did. Yeah, I think you guys are just laughing like, there's snow falling.
Mm-hmm.
We did have snow in there. But so far, not tonight here. Not tonight.
Nope. But continuing on reading. Winter Formal Ballroom Costume Contest, live music of loss, of love and loss, and a murder mystery in the ski lodge. Tentative.
Ooh. And what night is that going to take place again?
January the 21st.
Do you have the link for that by any chance?
Well, it's on the whole thing for the Herc, you know, on the COH Titan forums.
Oh, so. Okay. Oh. Code Warrior just said that the thing for the date is on the Facebook banner for City of Titans.
Facebook
there it
banner.
City of Titans coming fall 2018.
And there's the link of all the events for 2016 to 2017. Well, early 2017.
You know, and with that, I will post that on the Facebook page as well. That's for you guys. One-stop shopping here. Oh, there it goes. Okay, very cool. Also, I want to mention, don't forget, guys, voting is still opening for the voting on the new name for Safe CH Radio. December 30th will be our last show with this name. And then the first show in January, we will switch over.
Yep. Shall we, no spoilers?
You want me to give an update on who's a...
There is a request from the forums. It is from Star Flicker. You got to keep the Pogo Pogo Super Duper Happy Fun Time old time radio program and use it occasionally, even though I know it isn't in the running for the names. It's a great W2EF moment for most listeners.
Well, you know what? It depends where our sponsors are, and I'm sure that group of sponsors has you know, I'm sure they paid time to have that in there once in a while. I just won't know when. I'm sure that was part of it. To keep me on my toes, I'm sure once in a blue moon, it'll be thrust upon me when I'm not ready for it. So. All right, so let's see. Okay, right now, Paragon Radio is in first with 7 votes. Everything, I'm just going down the list we have. Everything City of Heroes show, 1 vote. Super News Bureau, 0 votes. And Radio Free Atlas Park, 3 votes. So there you go. Paragon Radio is in the lead.
Oh, and we should have mentioned a disclaimer. The capital letters of Paragon Radio was unintentional.
Yeah, that was just once in a while. My I didn't mean to do that. It was just.
It was like someone pointed it out, and Boko was like, "Oh,
I didn't realize it. I'm sorry." You know what it was? I was just rushing to get it done because I think it was Thursday night I put it, because I know Wednesday we said we were going to do it. And I either did it very late that night, or it was like Thanksgiving night. I came home from it. It's just like, oh man, we didn't do it. I promised everybody I was going to do it that Wednesday. Oh my God, I got to get this up and running. So, there you go.
There you go.
Although I am hearing now that Paragon Radio has been used before by other people on the net, but it's been.
Well, no, okay. There was confusion. It wasn't Paragon Radio, it was Radio Paragon.
Oh, okay.
Because DJ Dirty, who is on Dawn Radio, at vtxemu.com/Dawn Radio, I have to do a cheap pop, is our stream holder on during the weekdays.
Okay.
So I know for a fact it was Radio Paragon. This is just the name reversed.
Oh, okay.
But you can vote at paragondawn.com.
That's right. There you go. And the name of the header is, please vote here for the new name of the Safe Sewage Radio Show. Yeah, it says here I was about 12 hours late, so I might have done it that morning. I think I did it before we went to my sister's. I might have done it watching the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade.
I was like, and what's coming up next? They're singing something from the Frozen Broadway show. Okay, now I'll make the poll now.
Gotcha. Well, you know what? I always notice there, if you ever watch the on Channel 4, there's always a pattern to what they do. Like, they put on at 9, but from 9 to 10, that's when you have all the Broadway shows do their numbers in front of the grandstand from 9 to 10. And then 10 o'clock, they say, all right, now the parade officially starts. And that's when the marching bands and the floats and the balloons come down. I guess it takes them an hour to get down there from the beginning, where they come from. They get down to the grandstand, so it takes an hour. So, but now CBS was showing it this year also from a near location. And I noticed that throughout the parade, they mixed in the Broadway songs, but in a nearby theater. And I noticed the cameras, would not pan back past the first three rows of the audience. And I'm thinking because they only got enough people and they had to fill the first three rows.
Okay.
And my stepsister, she kept watching it. And she goes, "You stupid. All they showed was stuff from the parade." I'm like, "What are you talking about?" And she was watching it. And I said, "No, they were showing stuff in the parade. They mixed it in. You must have just put it on." She goes, "Oh." And she goes, "I missed the beginning of the catch routine." I was like, "Well, that was your fault. You should just watch me." And then later that day, after the Westminster Dog Show they showed the parade again. I said, "Well, they have to show something on NBC between the dog show and the Dallas football game." So, and we have somebody on hold. We have a caller on hold. Let me bring this person on. Hello, caller. Welcome to Save CUH Radio.
Hello, it's John Andre. Thanks a lot, Matt. You were supposed to tell us that the show was going on.
I did.
No, you didn't. There's no mention of it on IRC.
How could you? Mad Viking, how could you?
I wanted to hear the entire show, and said I get the last 12 minutes.
Well, you get to hear it on the rebroadcast.
And I'll get to hear my voice online on it.
There you go. That's right. And if you have a copy of the link.
Nice to talk to you.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And also, I was going to say, if you have the link to the show, you can just click it after the show's over and just listen to it at your leisure.
Yes, I can.
And believe it or not, all these shows, they get put up on iTunes for free, I found out.
Oh, that's interesting.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I see what happened here. I did mention it, but then that's when Pogo was having his internet problems, and it took literally a half hour.
Yeah, the show's only an hour tonight, so.
Oh, well.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Even Code put up a post. And that was during that time period. I mean, it was a half hour. That's when I said, "Code, we need you."
Yeah, I saw that message, but I didn't see anything saying the actual broadcast was up. Code had said at that point.
Right, because what happened was right at that moment, that's when things got fixed, and it was like, rush, we only got a half hour. We only got an hour left.
It was like it fixed by itself, and also I was like, "Run, run, run, go, go, go! I'm locking in. Song's playing. Take your positions. Go, go. We have no time. Somebody give me some updates.
Like
I have no."
That intro that Mad Viking made for Dawn Radio.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
Oh. I never heard that intro.
You have not heard that intro.
No, I haven't.
Plays at the start of Taking the Stream.
I never heard it. I'm sorry.
He comes in late.
Send me a copy of it. Yeah, I should come in late. I'm sorry. Send me a copy, please. I'd like to hear it.
All right. I'll send the latest version. I might have to be changing that soon because we got another DJ in the works.
Oh, very nice. Welcome, new DJ, to Dawn Radio. So, John,
were
you in attendance at the...
I'll let you guys get back to talking.
Oh, you can hang out. I was just going to do a quick. All right. You can hang out. Sorry.
Remember, is the after party that only is heard on the rebroadcast.
That's right. That's right.
Okay. I did not. If I heard that, I did not remember it.
Well, there you go.
Those two are. Stop listening. Meanwhile, he's going like, "Man, we're in the after party." Then Sunday, and that's when it happens. You hear that? All right, I just sent you the latest show intro.
Oh, thank you. Okay, I'm looking here from Newsarama at the full comic book superhero movie release schedule for 2017. It's saying here on September 4th, The Inhumans, Marvel ABC. An editor's note, the first two episodes of this planned 8-episode series will debut in IMAX theaters on September 4th, 2017, with the remaining episodes to air on ABC starting on an unspecified date. Well, that's silly. Wouldn't they move that to like January to be like the midseason, you know, like fill in like they did with Agent Carter?
Well, it depends. When is who has the Super Bowl this year, TV wise?
Oh, I don't know.
I did not hear.
I think
John was
there.
I hear
bits
and
pieces there. Everyone still there?
I'm here.
Okay. I think John's signal gone haywire.
Oh, poor John.
Is he still on the call? I can't see.
I don't. Let me see here. Let me see. No, dropped.
Mm.
Well, anyway, I was just looking at that, and I saw a link underneath for the full sci-fi, fantasy, and genre live-action movie release schedule that came out June 6th. Oh, wow. This has everything. Looks like everything sans superhero movies. Are you 2018? They have Mary Poppins Returns
in the superhero category.
No, this is the non-superhero category. But you can't
okay,
do a Mary
wait
Poppins.
Okay, wait a minute. Hold on a second.
You can't do a sequel to Mary Poppins. Oh my God, you can't do it. No. Okay.
Is Judy Andrews still alive?
For the rest of 2016, on December 16th, Rogue One, A Star Wars Story. December 21st, we're getting Assassin's Creed live-action movie and a movie called Passengers. Wow. All right, I'll just go through the there's a lot of movies coming out, obviously. January 6th.
I just thought about the sequel to Mary Poppins. If they
Mary
bring
Poppins
in Dick Van Dyke because he's still alive, that would be good.
That would be. Maybe as a cameo. But that's 2018.
Well, I mean, he's not going to exactly be sliding down the chimney, no.
No. But I am seeing May 29th, 2020, Godzilla vs. Kong.
The remake.
Yes.
They did battle before.
Okay. And you know what's funny? A friend of mine has always said, do you know there's a rumor that the American version isn't the right version? There's a version in Japan where Godzilla goes under the water and comes up and pulls King Kong and drowns him. That is false. The ending that we've always seen here, where they go their separate ways, is the actual ending. And we have 90 seconds left. So when you guys see that movie and you think there's an alternate ending somewhere out there that's lost, no. You were watching the actual ending to that movie. Just trying to see here. Oh, January 20th. Triple X, The Return of Xander Cage. Ooh. January 27th, Resident Evil, The Final Chapter. February 17th, The Great Wall comes out. I saw scenes for this in 3D. It looks actually pretty good, that movie. But March 10th, Kong, Skull Island. Looks very cool. March 24th, another King Arthur movie, Legend of the Sword. Oh, May 26th. Pirates of the Caribbean, Dead Men Tell No Tales. Who doesn't like a good pirate movie? Pirates of the Caribbean movie. Oh, October 6th, Blade Runner 2049. And December 15th, next year, Star Wars Episode 8 comes out. Okay, back to this. All right, thank you, Ahmed Viking, for co-hosting once again. Sorry, guys, for all the technical difficulties. Okay, Code Warrior says John said his call cut out. He could still dance. I think you just said that, though, to me.
Okay.
Sorry. All right, anything else you'd like to say before we call?
No, we're good on that.
All right, I'm sorry, guys, for the short show. That's what happens. We have technical difficulties. But at least we got the show off, and we will see you all next week. Remember, we love you all. You guys rock. And hopefully you're all feeling better than I am. Hopefully I'll be feeling better tomorrow. So a good night's sleep and something to eat is what I need. I wasn't hungry before. Now I'm starving. So have a good night, and we will see you next week. And we're in the after party for a few moments anyway.
All right.
Here we are in the after party.
All right, so this is the part I was talking about, you know.
Yeah.
And only if you're either download it or you listen to Dawn Radio at btxemu.com/dawnradio is when you can hear this.
Ooh. So, what's going on? I'm really tentative about going tomorrow. I don't know why.
As
I guess
in...
I'll wait to see how I feel to the convention. I'll just wait to see. I guess I'll have to wait to see how I feel in the morning. I guess I'll just wait to see how I feel in the morning. Like I said, I got my suitcase up. I haven't even started packing. I have a list of what I'm bringing, but I got to do some food shop, quick shopping in the morning for some things to take with me on the trip.
Right.
So, I mean, I want to get out of here by 1:30, but I said I'm probably going to get up at 9. You know, hit the stores by 10. It shouldn't take me that long at the stores. I made a detailed list. I don't need much because some stuff I have here and what I'm taking with me, so I could just take with me, you know. I just need to pack quick and go. But we'll see.
Right. But overall, you know, for the show that we did, you know, we had a few bugs, as we found out later on. But it was a case of, you know, they were happy that we came. We did everything. We knew that we could do it. We just now have to... fix here and there, but it can be done now for future.
Oh, they must have heard us. I'm sorry, weather report. It's now snowing in Paragon Chat.
There it is.
They heard us. They heard
too.
Us.
It was about this time.
What?
It was around this time.
Yeah, you're right. That's right. It must be an automated thing. No accumulation though, but still, it's just awesome that it snows. Okay, sorry about that. I just wanted to...
yeah, it's just that... the only thing that, you know... There's always that one thing that bothers you that could be better, and luckily for us, it wasn't really so much within our stuff, because, you know... The thing that... I don't know if you heard... We're talking to Nightshade. Her Skype side was acting funky. Luckily, we had the Twitch TV going around, but it sounded like we were Houston, are you there?
Right, right.
Yes, I'm here.
Yeah, I'm here. Hello.
It's just delay. And then we found out when we were on live, Grid found out the hard way that no one heard him talk, but yet we were hearing him on the Twitch TV, so we thought everything was okay. But, you know, everyone else got to say something, and since they kept handing it back to me, all right. Yeah, so it was just long intro. You know, long. But, like I said, the only thing, it was not us, it was the fact that it happened again.
Yeah. It happened again.
Yeah. No, the all only right. thing well, that it was the... That angered.
Yeah. I think that's what it was like again. So then next year, you know. Next year, we know. I mean, come on. What, third time? No. You know what I mean? It's like, look, we went through this twice already. I'm not falling for it again.
Hey.
I mean, sadly, they did it to themselves.
You know, if they held their ground, you know, it would have been, okay, we can agree to disagree, but I can respect your view because you did hold your ground.
Right.
Didn't even.
No.
Oh, I just thought about this. You can take a screenshot of just me and you there, and you can use it for your writing class.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, I gotta spin around and do that. Oh, damn, now I'm spinning.
Yeah.
I didn't want to spin.
It's the wheel that you gotta hold
down. Yeah, I know. Once in a while it doesn't work though when I do that, so I'm going to do a print screen, right? Mm-hmm. Where's my print screen? Oh, there we go. Okay, cool. Now, what are Mad Viking's powers in game?
He's just normal human with a sword.
Oh, okay.
As I keep putting, he's a guy with a sword.
Oh, okay.
And he goes, how come he can fly? Technology.
Yeah.
Wonderful thing.
Yeah. But shut up. But go away. But yeah, ask me questions. Get away, kid. You bother me. well. All right. If you don't mind, sir, I think we should get out of here because I'm
okay.
Tired. All right. Well, thank you, sir, for helping out again.
All right.
I'm closing
no
the
problem.
Chat room. All right, and we'll see you all next week. Hopefully, we'll be on Friday night. I think we should be on Friday night next week. We should be.
Mm-hmm.
I think
we said, you know, I think for the last one of the year, we got to hunt down guests.
Yeah, I got to find. So Susie just had surgery on her knee.
Right. Well, so we can get call in for Deetra, whoever used to call in a lot, you know that better than I do.
Let's see. It was Deetra, DJ Steel. Tony would call once in a while. He would call in as a guest before he became a co-host. I think that was it. I think those are the people. No, there was some more. There was a few others. I had to go through my records and find them.
Time to listen to all the playbacks.
Oh, God, no.
Because remember, as of last night, you start year 5.
Actually, October 4th was our first show.
Oh.
Because we did it beforehand. Tony V was our first call.
Oh,
that
night. The announcement date.
Right.
Well, okay, you're in.
Right.
So you are in year 5.
Right. We already did that. Right. Remember, we did that. Right. Because he was answering all kinds of questions like, what do we know? What can people do? Blah, 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 blah. And then we had the second show or third one. Then one of the other episode shows we did, we had Mercedes Lackey call in. And she was very cool to have on air.
All right. Well, find her Facebook. He was like, you called in one time. Can you call in on the last one with this name?
I think
please,
she's just busy
please,
writing. I know her. I know her Secret World books are very cool. I read the first two, and I just got the first four. I haven't had time to read. You know, sometimes my meds, I just can't read. My eyes get blurry. But there are four books out in this series. I know if you go on week by week, somebody reads them. There should be 8 books out by now. But they're very cool. So.
Oh, like
well,
said,
you guys
know,
have
just say you like send her Facebook page and like, please, oh please, oh please. It's the last save COH under the title.
Yeah, under the title. You called in once, like year one. So, all right, then. I'll think about it. We'll see what becomes. All right, then, sir. We will see everybody next week. Have a great week, everybody. Read those comic books. Watch those TV shows. Seriously, if you haven't watched it, just watch the episodes this week of Supergirl, The Flash, Arrow, and DC's Legends of Tomorrow. In that order for the crossover event, they did a nice job of it so far. I'm sure tonight's was a bang-up job, which I'm going to once I clean, I'm just going to clean up some stuff. I'm going to lay in bed. I'm going to watch the episode, and then lights out. So with that, we are out of here. Everybody have a great week. Hopefully I'll go to that convention. I'll give you updates on how it went next week. If not, I'll just say no. I just laid in bed, watched some TV, did some homework, read some books, comic books. All right. Anything else you'd like to add? Anything else you'd like to add in closing?
No, we're good.
All right. All right. And do the honor, sir.
Say goodnight, Gracie.
Good night, Gracie.